Chemist Warehouse. Proudly supporting Lib Denver and women's mental health.
Now, the 3 p.m. Pickup.
With Monty, Beck Judd and Yumi Steins.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday Pickup. Monty and Yumi, we're here with you for the next hour.
Hey, Monty, yesterday I had a really busy day and there were heaps of people at my house right before I came in to do the show.
Gross. I hate people at my house.
And after the show. So it was just absolutely crazy. And it was sort of work-related. So I was concentrating very hard on work and people were asking me questions. What's this? Should I put this here? I had family around me and Marty, my husband, was even there and he went out to the letterbox and got the mail and our same-sex marriage plebiscite forms had arrived.
Oh, mine arrived yesterday too. I was worried they weren't coming. I was like, where are they?
Yeah, so he brought it in, but only mine had arrived. His hadn't.
Right.
So he waved it under my nose and I had three people talking to me at the same time. He said, look what's here. And I was like, yep. Then he opens the letter, then he shows me the form and there's a yes box and a no box and he points to yes because obviously we're voting yes, of course,
you know,
gay and lesbian people can be allowed to marry in this country. That's how it should be. And then he ticked it, put it in the envelope and walked across the road to the post office and posted it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, then he came back and said, I posted it for you. And I was like, posted what?
You didn't even know.
No, well, I didn't. I wanted to do it myself.
Yeah,
and I was furious
right.
about it. Like, I didn't even touch the piece of paper.
Right.
And I had so much on and I just wanted to sit down with it and spend some time with it and look at it and really read it. I know it's like three lines long, but I wanted to read it. And he just took that away from me. I was really angry and my girls were like, he was just trying to help.
Yeah, he was trying to help. You're missing the point of the whole thing. Last night when mine arrived, though, and I ticked very happily the yes box, though, I also felt really icky doing it. I felt icky going, why do I even? None of this is my business. This is insane. But a big tick. And here at Kiss, everyone's giving a big tick as well. We've even got a box out in the in our reception where you can put your plebiscite votes in there. Mm. Anyway, we've got a fun show for you today, everyone. Lots to chat about and some guests are coming in. Samuel Johnson is joining us. He lost his beautiful sister Connie late last week and we're going to chat to him. So stick around. You're on the Pickup.
It's the 3 p.m. Pickup.
Lady Gaga has spoken out about the fact that she's had, you know, anxiety and paranoia and stuff like that. And she has a documentary and it's coming out on Netflix and the trailer has just launched and I'm so excited because I love Gaga. Anyway, so this doco has been filmed and I just love docos because, you know, it's like, you know, they just are themselves. You get to see them and you're like, oh, you eat that and you do that. Oh, that's where you live and you wear white socks and stuff like that. Anyway, so have a listen to what her, a little bit of what the doco is.
What happened in the last 5 years? Real fans probably knew deep down that there was something going on.
Paranoia, fear, body pain, anxiety.
I go from everyone touching me all day and talking at me all day to total silence. And all these people will leave and then I'll be alone.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I am hooked. It would be the pits to be that famous.
So the documentary is called 5'2" and it's never really clearly explained why that's the title of the movie. And she's not 5'2", but I've done a bit of deep digging, Monty.
Right.
And in the movie she references a song that's from, like, it's ancient, it's from 1925 called 5'2 and Eyes of Blue. Mm. And it's about this kind of glamorous flapper who's covered in furs and diamonds, but if you're not looking closely you won't see her at all. And it's sort of about her being this invisible but very visible person.
Yeah, right. Mm. Can't wait to see this. I've met Gaga a couple of times.
Mm.
The first time was probably about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, and she came in. I was doing a drive show on a radio station and she came in into the studio, didn't have much of an entourage at all. She came in. She was wearing all skin colour, so she still looked Gaga-ish but not as full on as she has come over the years.
Mm.
And she just was eating lollies in the studio with us, went over to a food court over the road from the studio, got lunch, like was so low-key. Within 12 months, the next year I interviewed her again, and we had to move our whole show to the back of her concert. So we had to go there, set up our whole show, do 2 hours of a show, and wait for Lady Gaga, who we got 5 minutes with.
Wow.
So in that 1 year, she absolutely blew up. And I remember that we were forced to interview her that first time. It was like, look, you can often, when people come out, it's like, look, you can have this famous person, but you've got to do this lesser famous person to get that interview.
Yep.
And Gaga was one of those. Like, we were like, do we really have to do her?
Yeah, who's heard of her? She's just going to amount to nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
right.
in a year, it was, you know, she was just enormous. Anyway, so Gaga's Doco 5-2 is out tomorrow.
The pickup.
The beautiful Samuel Johnson is joining us. Hey, Sam.
Hey, girls.
Sam, it's been a full-on week for you. It's been, you know, full-on years, really. And the last week, how are you feeling today? Because, I'm, you know, it's almost like when someone passes, you get swept up in the adrenaline of it all.
The adrenaline dump lasted about 3 days. It's been 12. And her public service this coming Saturday at St Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne is my responsibility. There's a lot of our villagers that want to grieve her. And if they come along, I'm going to show them exactly who she was. I mean, the whole human. And that's my mission. And then there's a whole of family element, because whilst the mainstream media are focused on me and my sister, it's in fact been a whole of family affair. I want people to walk away and go, oh my God, this is an independent family-run backyard charity that has banded together to do something a little bit special, and we love that. We all get boxed and simplified and generalised, and we have to do that, otherwise it's too much to take on. But I'm trying to create an hour that provides a full insight into a complex and inspirational character, and I'm relying on people like Matt Corby and Carrie Bickmore to help me tell the story as well. It's going to be, mate, I'm so proud to be working on it.
Oh, you beauty. And I guess a part of, you know, while you're working on it and talking so much about Connie, it keeps her so, so very here.
Hey, try going through 35,000 photos and trying to pick the ones to fit into a 3-minute photo montage. Like, it's, you know, I mean, I've been buried in her life since she died in a way that I'd never thought imaginable. That has just, like, been so twisted, but it's the best pain, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's important in times of grief and loss not to focus on what you've missed out on or what you think you are owed in terms of extra time, but to actually be grateful for being able to be a part of their life.
Yeah.
I think too often we talk about it and we're selfish and we go, well, I didn't get extra years. I didn't get extra time. You know, I mean, she was too young. I mean, can we stop being so greedy and just accept the fact that we don't choose when we lose and just be grateful for the fact that we get to share those puddles and those rainbows together.
Now, Sam, you mentioned that this charity is a family-run, backyard kind of operation, and I know our listeners want to participate in whatever big or small ways they can. So can you share us the information of how we can get some Connie socks?
Yeah, totally, man. My sister, when we were kids, we were called Connie Cotton Socks and Sammy Seal. I've made up a whole bunch of Connie Cotton Socks. And we all need socks, and why not cure cancer with them at the same time? And I ran it past Connie when she was in the hospice, and she just loved the idea. So I'm hoping people will buy some socks and they can get them at loveyoursister.org or just like hop onto Facebook and check us out. We're really fun, even though there's some cancery stuff in there.
Yeah. Sam, you are awesome. You're doing incredible things, and keep up this crusade that you're on, because it's a bit of work to be done there.
Well, I'm sorry, but I won't keep it up. I'll ramp it up and I'll keep ramping it up.
That's awesome. Love it, mate. Thank you for joining us today.
All my love.
Now, it's the 3 p.m. pickup.
It's on tonight. I'm so excited.
Monty's losing her mind because the Bachelorette premieres tonight, and I'd have to say these first episodes are always the most enjoyable.
Are you going to watch Yumi?
No, I am not going to watch Monty. I'm sorry, I'm too busy, but also I can't get free to air to work on my TV. It's too boring. So Sophie Monk's The Bachelorette. She'll be auditioning hot bachelors. I did love this recent interview where she talks about the time back in 2014 that she posed for Playboy magazine.
That must have been just post Benji.
Yes, I think so. So they first approached her in 2011, so 3 years prior to that, saying, will you pose for Playboy? And she said no. They offered her $1 million.
Wow, so she did it for $1 million.
Well, I don't know if it was the same price 3 years later. You know how sometimes you're just not hot anymore?
Yes, I heard she was.
The first offer was $1 million. I don't know what the second one was, but she did it. And if you see the pictures, God, she's good looking.
Yeah, she is. Very beautiful. Oh, beautiful eyes.
Beautiful face, bone structure, and just this sort of alluring presence as well. She's a very charismatic girl, but she said, you know, that posing nude was a bit like one of those bad dreams. You know, when you're dreaming and you're like, oh my God, I'm at school assembly and I'm sitting on the toilet on the stage.
Yeah.
But it was a bit like that, but after a few hours, she was completely relaxed and got used to it.
Wow.
But her big regret with the shoot was looking back at the pictures was that her nipples weren't erect for the shots.
Oh.
So I think to keep the rooms quite comfortable for the models, they have a tendency to warm the room up, like to make it almost like a sauna.
Right.
So she said because of the heat, her nipples just sat sort of flat. She says 70s style.
Whatever
that means.
They should have had an icer there. It should be somebody's job at Playboy to get a block of ice and rub it on the boob.
And just rub it on the boob all day.
Yes, because that would work. That would get them out for sure. It's so jarring, though, when your eyes catch an erect nipple. You know, when somebody's walking around, you're like, oh, I don't know where to look. I don't know where to look. I don't know where to look.
Or they never. Do you often see an erect nipple?
No, that's why when you see one, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I find like in life, everybody wears a bra that sort of keeps it all contained.
Yes,
nowadays, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, they do. They do. It is very attractive though. The female boobs are so beautiful to me because I don't have any or any that are fabulous to show or talk about. I really appreciate a nice set of knockers.
When I was at Channel V, there was this girl who was really annoying and didn't work very hard. And she used to walk around in a white singlet with no bra on all the time.
Bit see-through?
Well, it was just, you know, that singlet material.
Yes.
It's not really see-through, but it's sort of, it contours so well that it's like you're touching it, really.
Yes. Wow.
And I always theorised that the guy who was in charge of her just kept her on because of her singlets.
Yeah, right. Probably did. I'd do that too, to be honest. Well, we can check Sophie. Probably not her nipples tonight, but Sophie will be on The Bachelorette. Kicks off 7:30, Channel 10. I can't wait. Sam, my partner and I are like, let's do Wednesday night walks where we'll get a babysitter to come once the kids are asleep and go for a walk.
Yeah.
And then I had to say, that's not happening. I forgot The Bachelorette starts. So this morning he's like, we're going for a walk tonight. I'm like, you idiot. Of course we're not. We'll bund on the couch with Sophie.
You're is on the bunding the same
bunding
as...
Bunding is bonding, yeah.
Right.
We'll bundage on the couch. Have a cracker night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. The Pickup.